The first reading is taken from the letter to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, what can we say that Abraham found, our ancestor, according to the flesh? Indeed, if Abraham was justified on the basis of his works, he has reason to boast. But this was not so in the sight of God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. A worker's wage is credited not as a gift, but as something due. But when one does not work, yet believe in the one who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness. So also David declares the blessedness of the person to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not record. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I turn to you, Lord, in time of trouble, and you will fill me with joy, the joy of salvation. I turn to you, Lord, in the time of trouble, and you will fill me with the joy of salvation. Blessed is he whose fault is taken away, whose sin is covered. Blessed the man to whom the Lord imputes not guilt, in whose spirit there is no guile. I turn to you, Lord, in time of trouble, and you will fill me with the joy of salvation. Then I acknowledge my sin to you, my guilt I covered not. I said I confessed my faults to the Lord, and you took away the guilt of my sin. I turn to you, Lord, in time of trouble, and you will fill me with the joy of salvation. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you just. Exalt you, all you upright of heart. I turn to you, Lord, in time of trouble, and you will fill me with the joy of salvation. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak, first to his disciples. Beware of the leaven, that is, the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There's nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall tell you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Teresa Avila. And it's also the day I got ordained as a deacon 33 years ago. I can't believe it. 33 years, what the heck? And the Carmelites, when they were here and I'd be with them, they says, it's good you're getting ordained on her feast day because you need a strong woman in your life. And there's no stronger woman in the church than Teresa of Avila. And so I've always used her as a patron. So, but we listen now today to the readings, and it ends in a great way, right? It says, even the hairs on your head have been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. And that gave me great comfort last week when I had to put my dog down. Because of all the sparrows God keeps account of, not one escapes the notice of God. I know that my dog Mac, God kept notice of. And he took him at his time. And so I trust him. And so that's what we're called to do in all things. We're called not to be afraid, but to trust. If not a sparrow falls to the ground without the notice of God, how much more will he take care of us, who Jesus came and died for us and redeemed us so we could be with him forever? So do not be afraid. God loves you, and he will take care of you. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.